seems like another lifetime ago when we heard phrases like compassionate conservative, doesn't it? The new conservatives, definitely gone MAGA, briefly flirted with a kinder, gentler campaign after their chosen one, and possibly God's, had his life spared in an assassination attempt. That lasted about a week. But now we're back to all-out war, incessant name-calling, and the usual bullying. So why would we expect less of the Veep pick? Right out of the box, we have J.D. Vance decrying his opponent as a childless cat lady. What, it seems, is a woman who doesn't want children and therefore is an enemy of parents and family values. He even proposes a tax system that penalizes such people and rewards those with more kids, figuring, apparently, that when the immigration problem is solved and the borders shut down, we're going to be needing those kids for the jobs that go unfilled. Now, full disclosure, I don't have kids. I know. Un-American. Selfish. Probably unnatural. Definitely worthy of higher taxation. I got friends who tried to have children but couldn't. And friends who are gay and who never felt the need to adopt kids. They should pay for turning their backs on providing for our workforce. Tax them. Tax the traitors. Okay, I'm being a bit sensitive. And besides, what a great way to reduce the national deficit. You could even cut the taxes of the corporations and the rich by raising mine. I mean, I want to help. I'm patriotic. I love my country. I can see now what a thought crime it was to not have children. Too late for me, but we could certainly force the childbearing age couples to have a few. Might even legislate that. The Chinese had the right idea, just backwards, by limiting the number to only one. We could learn from that mistake. And if the rich are still paying too much, we should consider taxing people who don't own pets. Save us all that money for animal shelters and cut the deficit too. So many possibilities. And after all, isn't that compassionate and still conservative?